Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them
the
free.
Devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage. Happy New Year, my friends. I trust you will enjoy this last brain massage of 2021, intended to get us all ready to enter into the next phase of our battle, which I'm sure will prove to be quite intense. I know it is customary to do a sort of year-end review, but in this last show of 2021, I want to concentrate on the enemy that is immediately before us and hopefully offer some insight that will prepare us and help us to move forward effectively into 2022. So, my friends, get ready for your brain massage.
Truth, served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity, a gourmet meal for the mind.
As I'm sure many of my regular listeners can tell, my voice is not 100%, but it's much improved. I'm recovering from my wounds in the battle with the Wuhan virus. The number one need of the hour is revival of Christ's remnant. There are some biblical principles all God and country patriots must understand, lest the devil get an advantage and succeed to hinder us. You know, he can't do that. He hindered Paul and hinder us from breaking through the current effort to bring us under oppression. And then we end up fully under the heel of tyranny like our brothers in Australia. And then there are the focal points of our battle going into 2022, which are these, as I understand it. First and foremost, our focus must be on stopping the coup. There is an insurrection underfoot, and it's not the January 6th patriots. It's these demoncrats, these traitors, deep state embedded in our government, communists. And so it's not coming from the God and country-loving patriots. It's coming from communists that have infiltrated our country and have banded together to partner with CCP and the U.S. globalists, you know, the Nimrods of our day, to establish a one-world government and bring America under it. There are three specific battle fronts we must concentrate on in this coup. First, of course, is correcting the 2020 election. Undoing the CCP attack on our elections is critical. Second, a major part of the coup involves the Russian collusion farce. So we need Durham to step forward and get a move on it, man. Expose these crooked traitors. Hillary Clinton must be brought to kneel before almighty justice. Lock her up. And third, right along with this coup effort is the shameful political imprisonment of our January 6th patriot protesters who did no crime worthy of being held in deep state gulag in D.C. The FBI operatives are the ones. Yeah, Pelosi and her gang. Yeah, they need to be arrested and brought up on trial for treason. But those patriots that are being held in the dungeons there at D.C. under Biden's heel, they're not to blame for any kind of insurrection at all. They were just exercising their patriotic rights to protest against the stolen election. Then there's an ongoing irregular warfare attack on America by the CCP in collaboration with Fauci and other deep state operatives within the United States, conspiring to produce and release a bioweapon upon America and the whole world, and to capitalize on the fear they've been able to gin up by this to destroy major pillars of liberty, our bodily autonomy, freedom of speech, I mean, all kinds of stuff. This pandemic, rightly called a plandemic, is being used to break down Americans' love for freedom and liberty, to cajole, to coerce, to compel Americans to give away a little liberty for a false sense of security. And this also has multiple prongs. First, of course, a scheme to get everyone vaccinated. Man, that's way beyond suspicious, friend. Among children, 99.998% chance of survival of this virus, even without treatment. Among those 18 to 45, a 99.95% survival. Even among those in my age category that are much more vulnerable, it's something to the effect of 95 point some odd percent. as I am a witness, and then pushing a vaccine that is known already to be connected with the deaths of at least 11,000, some say 45,000, 450,000 adverse events. You know, you've heard me say it so many times, when something just doesn't make sense, you've got to look and see what sense it makes. And the only sense this makes is that these guys have got some kind of agenda that's served by pushing everybody into this vaccine that is not for our public health, conditioning Americans to live in fear and oppression, waiting for the government to give them permission when to come out of doors, when to attend social functions, how many they can gather with. I mean, just living their normal lives, watching for the government constantly to let them know that they can live almost day by day. Now this phony Fauci comes out and says he recommends no kissing and no hugging on the new year. Can you believe this idiot? If people are listening to him? Finally, we must end the murder of babies in the womb and stop human trafficking now. I'm thinking about that Ghislaine verdict. Thank God for it. These are not ordered, by the way, according to the relative importance in terms of justice or in terms of the villainy of crimes against humanity and so on in America, but they are ordered strategically according to their importance as targets for us to concentrate on as we go forward in our battle into 2022. So let's look at the first, or the primary concern, and let me explain the relationship between revival and our ongoing experience in liberty and freedom. Volumes have and could be written on this topic. I've got several in my library. The relationship between religious freedom and all our political freedoms, they're inseparable. Among the many things I spent my time with during my battle with the Wuhan bioweapon, I did spend many hours under the reading of scripture, of course, and reviewing the history of freedom. No one who will study the history of freedom, how it developed, can miss the fact that the history of freedom and the history of the church are inseparable. So, of course, the first thing I've got to do here is clarify what I mean by church. I'm not talking about the whore that grew up out of the Thyatira church in Asia under the influence of a Jezebel who taught there, was allowed to teach there, and taught Christ's servants to eat food sacrificed to idols and to commit fornication. The Jezebel of the Old Testament, like her New Testament namesake, taught the people of God to worship the altar of Baal, the head, a religion characterized by eating food sacrificed to idols and committing fornication. Jezebel of the Old Testament corrupted Israel until God destroyed her, reduced the kingdom to only Judah and Benjamin. Her namesake in Thyatira planted the seeds, the same seeds, in the Lord's churches that grew into the great whore represented in Revelation 17. Now, this branch of the Lord's churches has long been cut off the vine, as Jesus promised would happen in John 15, and it has been planted in the world as part of it, and it has laid its bed in the whole world that lieth in wickedness. It receives its nurture from the world, and it is corrupt, bringing forth the wine of wrath upon the nations of all who drink of the cup of her fornication. In other words, the Roman Catholic religious system is not the church. But if you look at the history that moved nations to throw off tyranny, you will see it is a history of reaction and rejection of this whore. John Wycliffe, William Tyndale, John Huss, and so many others who carried the lit torch, sola scriptura, the scripture only, lighted the path for God's people to rise up and demand liberty as kings and priests unto God. The history of bringing kings to kneel to the power of the people runs parallel to the history of religious freedom from Rome. Our founders understood this, repeating the sentiment expressed in various ways that our government is suitable only for religious people. And of course, that was in the context when Christianity was the prevailing religion of our country, of Islam, and that it is impossible to govern without God and the Bible. And they meant that old black book. And statements like that of our first Chief Justice, John Jay, encouraging Christians to jealously protect the offices of our government from being held by ungodly. You know, the Bible says that the unbeliever can be taken captive by Satan at his will. How brain dead is it for us as Christians to want to put or to feel comfortable putting unsaved people into political power? We should, as John Jay said, certainly prefer Christians to be in positions of power over us. Indeed, how can any leader of our people be trusted with the sacred trust of our liberties, who does not personally believe that all men are created equal and endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights? So we need a revival of God's people to the gospel of the kingdom, the declaration that Jesus Christ is King, that all mankind are His subjects. And I'll get into that a little bit more in a moment. Going into 2022, let's understand the need for a revival among God's remnant and an awakening to the gospel of the kingdom. Here are some guiding principles. First, remember the dynamics of the spiritual and physical realms. We've discussed it often. The spiritual and physical intersect in such a way that what happens in one has impact upon the other. This is illustrated many times in the Bible, from Jehoshaphat sending his singing priests, the choir, ahead of his army against the host of a most formidable enemy, and that enemy being scattered and destroyed when the singing priest began to praise God, to when Elisha prayed God would open the eyes of his servant to see the ring of fiery chariots from the heavenly host that took position between Elisha and the Syrian army that had come to take him, to Jesus casting out devils to facilitate healing of physical diseases, and rebuking the sea and the wind, physical things, to heal his spiritual authority. The physical and the spiritual intersect, and this so that corruption in the physical compromises power in the spiritual, so that the disciples could not cast out a spiritual devil from the physical body of a young man because of their faithless perversity and unbelief, Matthew 17. A condition remedied by sincere prayer and fasting, by the way, Matthew 17:21. And the spiritual condition of unbelief that hindered Christ from doing many mighty works in the physical community of his own country, Matthew 13, reminiscent of Israel who limited God by their unbelief, Psalm 78. What goes on in the physical impacts the spiritual. These run along parallel and intersect in both positive and negative ways, by the way. When Pentecost came, the Spirit moved upon the physical persons of the saints and burst forth through them into a plethora of physical manifestations. When the physical church gathered and prayed without ceasing, the angel of the Lord moved into Herod's prison and freed Peter, and later smote that wicked king so that he was eaten of worms physically. And Paul declared a spiritual rebuke upon a sorcerer that brought about him temporary physical blindness for interfering with the gospel preaching. These were days when the spiritual life of the church showed up in open physical manifestations of God's power, as God the Father desires that Jesus, His Son, with power, manifest in our mortal flesh, 2 Corinthians 4:11. Friend, you see, the spiritual and the physical intersect. When we say we are engaged in spiritual and emphasize but not physical warfare, we do not mean there is no expectation of physical manifestations or results coming from our spiritual efforts. Our bodies, this physical body, must be filled with the Spirit in order that we might deliver the reproof upon the world for sin, righteousness, and judgment that God calls for in John 16, beginning at verse 7. This reproof is delivered in the world and to the world, the physical world, which means physical Christians filled with the Holy Spirit must speak the word of truth in this physical world against the lies that are being told by the physical counterparts or the children of disobedience who are operating under the influence of the spiritual prince of the power of the air, Satan, the spirit that works in and through the children of disobedience. All patriot warriors must go into 2022 understanding this truth about the interrelationship between the physical and the spiritual. True, our weapons are spiritual and not carnal, but these spiritual weapons work through our physical lives into this physical world, executing the will of God on earth as it is in heaven. In a practical way of understanding this, you must be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit physically, and that's the spiritual in the physical. You must then be a witness to Christ in this world to all men everywhere, and that's the physical releasing the spiritual. You must pray. That's the spiritual. You must expect to see your prayers answered in a manifestation of God's acts and works in the physical world. That's the physical. You must speak God's word against Satan's lies. That's the spiritual. You must speak these words to the ears of men, physical ears, trusting God to carry the message to their hearts. That's the physical. You must declare God's word, that's the spiritual, to the world. That's the physical. You must wrestle against the spiritual powers. You must wrestle against principalities, powers, and the rulers of the darkness of this world. That's the spiritual. But these all have physical counterparts. And you must proclaim to them by letter or by message the message of God. You must proclaim God's word to rulers, leaders, principalities, and powers, rebuking, reproving, correcting, exhorting all men everywhere toward repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Write God's messages to these rulers and those in authority. Declare Christ to them and declare God's words to them. This is the spiritual work that expresses God's word into the physical world where it never returns void. Let 2022 be a time the church rises up and under the anointing of the Spirit of God assaults the spirit of Antichrist active in the physical world. And may Jesus, the Christ, assert his sovereign prerogative in this world as its king and as prince of the kings of the earth. And let the heavens roar, kiss the sun, lest he be angry, and ye perish on the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. All right, I went just a little bit long in this segment. I'm going to take a short break and I'll be right back.
God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. A shocking statement to many, but our founders didn't think so. John Jay believed Christians should prefer believers to rule our nation because Jesus is the king and all mankind are subject to his crown. Our founding fathers understood this and acknowledged Christ as king. Satan once boasted all the kingdoms of the world were his, but no longer. Because when Jesus died on the cross, he broke the power of Satan over this world and cast the prince of this world out. When Jesus rose from the grave, he declared, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Jesus sent his spirit into the world, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But where the spirit of Antichrist is, there is tyranny. The spirit of Jesus Christ is greater than the spirit of Antichrist. Now, you can learn how to unleash the power of Christ into the world to defeat the spirit of Antichrist. Learn how you can defend liberty through the authority of Jesus Christ. Free the world from the spirit of tyranny. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World, today. Go to GodsWar2020.com. Devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, my friends. Welcome back. I'm Dr. Jerry Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps of the church belfry arch, signaling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. All right, so going forward into 2022, let all God-fearing patriot warriors understand the spiritual physical dynamic of our warfare, how they are interrelated, and as a matter of fact, intertwined. The second thing, let's go into 2022 targeting specific strongholds that we must pull down by faith in order that we might advance the cause of Christ in this world. Now, you need to speak to the conscience of everyone around you, and in particular, the conscience of rulers and those in authority regarding the importance of, one, restoring election integrity. Now, of course, our primary responsibility is to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to every creature in all the world. And I don't have time to go into it in great detail now, I will this Sunday, but preaching the gospel cannot be done by disconnecting it from the context of everything else the Bible has to say to men, to kings, to those in authority, and everyone else. And I'll explain that some more in my message Sunday. So we'll concentrate right now on speaking to the conscience of everyone around you, and in particular to rulers and those in authority, regarding the importance of restoring election integrity. We need to speak to the conscience of those around us regarding the evil of January 6th political prisoners, the Russia collusion lie. None of this can be let go or ignored. It can't just be swept under the rug and pretend it isn't there, and let's just tell the story of how Jesus died for our sins and rose again. Once again, I will explain that in detail Sunday, but right now, understand, we need to speak the word of God to the conscience of our nation. We must never accept what these people did to steal the election, and we must force the matter into the open and compel them to humble themselves to the altar of Jesus Christ's righteousness and his lordship and of justice. You must be passionate about your demand for justice. And of course, we do not take the kingdom by force, but we have the kingdom and we must use its power. You must target abortion, human trafficking. You must speak to the conscience of your communities and especially to the rulers and those in authority, demanding justice be sought against these who are murdering babies in the wombs, and the power and the elite who feed their wicked perversity with the sweet innocence of our children. Oh, God, set your millstone upon their wicked necks and drag them down to their knees at the altar of thy justice. Write this to them. Send this message from God to these wicked people. We must assault this stronghold in effective spiritual warfare. And that begins with fervent, effectual, and persistent prayer. And remember, there are devils that support this evil business that are very strong and stubborn and active in the world. And they require more than standard operating procedure praying. We must step it up and move into prayer and fasting to break the power of these devils. And so going into 2022, commit to become a spiritual warrior. One great way to get equipped for your warfare is to purchase the Spiritual Warfare Bundle available in our bookstore. You get Prayer for Revival by Dr. Benny Beckham, along with two of my books, God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World, and also Kingdom Power by Prayer and Fasting. And these together provide a virtual college-level course of study in biblical understanding of spiritual warfare. And remember these five essential principles. Satan does not own the world. Jesus bought it when he died on the cross. It all belongs to him. Satan was prince of this world. Jesus referred to him by this title three times in John's Gospel. In John 12:31, he used it to say, "Now shall the prince of this world be cast out." And in 16:11, Jesus said the Spirit would come into the world, his Spirit, and reprove it of judgment because, quote, "the prince of this world is judged." Now later, after the cross, Paul said Satan is the prince of the power of the air, not prince of the world. The spirit that now works in the children of disobedience, Ephesians 2:1-2. This was a demotion, my friend. Jesus declared that he, that is Christ, had bound the strong man, which is clearly a reference to Satan, and spoiled his house. That means removed all that he had possessed and brought it into his own possession. Upon his resurrection, Christ declared all power was given to him in heaven and in earth. And that's power, right to rule, authority. And the apostles followed up on this with all sorts of supporting revelations, showing, for example, that on the cross and by Christ's resurrection, Jesus spoiled those principalities and powers. You know, the very same ones we wrestle against today, defeated by the blood of Christ shed upon the cross. You see, for the life of the flesh is in the blood, and the life in Christ's blood was sinless, and Satan could not get the grip of his greedy, filthy fingers around the life of Christ. He couldn't hold it. He had no accusation he could bring against them. And so the Father righteously granted to Jesus the power to lay down his life and take it up again. And he lovingly laid it down on our behalf, literally taking our place in death that we might be granted a place with him forever in life. Now this destroyed Satan, friend. He lost the power of death, was booted out of this world, and we are sent into the world now with the Holy Ghost from heaven to declare the emancipation of all mankind from the power of Satan and of sin, declaring the terms of surrender to the conquering King, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And it is of this conquering King that John said, he is the prince of the kings of the earth right now. But you must remember the relationship between physical and spiritual things. If the vessel, which is your body, that has the gift of the Holy Ghost residing in it, is filthy with the filthiness of the flesh and spirit, you are a vessel that is not fit for the Master's use. Read 2 Timothy 2:21. You must present this body a living sacrifice. It must be presented holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. So don't you get it? You can talk all you want about Jesus beat the devil. The victory is ours. Whoopee, whoopee. You can hype yourself up. And like the Israelites, you can boast the ark is in your camp. And you can carry it out ever so boldly and so confidently into your war. But if you are ungodly, lukewarm, careless about spiritual things in your own life, and do not maintain a vessel fit for the Master's use, you're going to lose. The spirit of Antichrist that operates in the children of disobedience will mock you, scorn you, and like the devils that jumped the sons of Sceva, chase you away in defeat. Be ye holy, Christian patriot, for while we are assured the war is won, your battle is in question. And right now, our immediate spiritual battle in front of us has very serious real-world consequences. So will we have a little reviving? Will God revive us again? Ask Him. Inquire at His Word. You will find Him when you seek for Him with your whole heart. We need God going into 2022. If you want to join a company of patriot soldiers ready and willing to take the battle into 2022 with wisdom and power, come to the Lighthouse. I'm not 100% recovered from my Wuhan virus wound, but as you can see, much stronger, and besides, He is fully able to show His strength through physical weaknesses. And as many as who have participated in our services over the last weeks will tell you, Christ is manifesting in our assembly and preparing us for 2022 in a special way. I've lit the lamps of the church belfry arch. Now you let me know you see they're on. Call 1-805-314-2114 to get more information. Leave a message for me in our listener response hotline. Go to our website, brainmassage.net. Find the Contact Us button. Send me an email. Ask me your questions. And we'll help you in every way that we can. God bless you, my dear friends. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.
God's War: Why Christians Should Rule the World. A shocking statement to many, but our founders didn't think so. John Jay believed Christians should prefer believers to rule our nation. Because Jesus is the King, and all mankind are subject to His crown. Our founding fathers understood this and acknowledged Christ as King. Satan once boasted all the kingdoms of the world were his, but no longer. Because when Jesus died on the cross, He broke the power of Satan over this world and cast the prince of this world out. When Jesus rose from the grave, He declared, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Jesus sent His Spirit into the world, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But where the Spirit of Antichrist is, there is tyranny. The Spirit of Jesus Christ is greater than the Spirit of Antichrist. Now, you can learn how to unleash the power of Christ into the world to defeat the Spirit of Antichrist. Learn how you can defend liberty through the authority of Jesus Christ. Free the world from the spirit of tyranny. Get God's War: Why Christians Should Rule the World today. Go to GodsWar2020.com. The science of a brain massage. The brain masseur uses words like fingers to massage your gray matter, forming insights in the mind that stimulate the pituitary to signal the adrenal to release noneparephrine neurotransmitters and to fire these neurons through the sympathetic nervous system affecting the heart. The skilled brain masseur uses incisive logic to arrest our attention and nuanced razor-sharp rhetoric to cut away the tangled knots in our brains. When these knots are removed, the electrical impulse of stimulating insights fire the neurotransmitters so they can leap the synapse gaps. This generates a sparkling effect in the brain that can cause the countenance of a brain massage listener to glow. Additionally, sudden outbursts of energy caused by the release of glucose throughout the body increases the heart rate, while the pituitary gland in the brain releases all five types of dopamine at once. And this creates that sense of euphoria experienced by many brain massage listeners. And that's the science of a brain massage. Your next brain massage is scheduled for Saturday at 12 noon and Sunday at 7 a.m.